Don't let the gym overwhelm you out of a healthy lifestyle.
Victorious warriors win first and then go to battle.
And such is the case with success at the gym.
Gym is very hard. It is a boring box with bad music and worse acoustics, and a lot of people who don't know to avoid lactose in their protein shakes. Even a rave atmosphere is probably better for you than sitting on a machine and bending a leg. That music and relative darkness would probably get you moving a lot better than the gym. But to be realistic, gym is where you go after you take care of your greatest challenges. At the gym, you just establish a daily routine to finish up and later simply maintain your gains. If you go to the gym to get started with losing weight and putting on muscle, you will probably fail. A lot of people don't even return after the first day. And not because they did something wrong. It is just that the gym experience is that immensely boring and strange. Getting to the gym is a huge achievement. But getting started with everything at the gym, gaining endurance, burning up fat, putting on initial muscle, is very hard, if not downright impossible. And since this is war for good health that could add extra 50 years to your life, you should not take any chances at all. The activities that come to mind before signing up for the gym are problematic and require some additional color. For one, jogging is a huge problem if you are large. You should never try to run on hard surfaces, even if you are skinny. We did not evolve to run on concrete. You may hurt your knees or even heels from thick soles in your shoes. You will certainly get blisters at first, and that means downtime at a time when you need serious motivation. Walking and power walking with dumbbells in a park is quite perfect, but you still come home to where you have unhealthy eating habits, and as a starting exercise, it's still quite strange and somewhat boring. And while I recommend getting rid of all your kitchen appliances, I do always smile when I say it. Though I do highly recommend daydreaming about converting your kitchen to a neat little gym. Still, you need real and serious progress for motivation. And fat burn and weight loss starting on the first day so that you can see everything will work out in the end. This is serious and not a joking matter. And that really comes down to just one thing. Hiking. That means eating sausage from a stick and spending your days just walking around and exploring. Being a little worried about bears, maybe, and going in the woods, and by going, I mean both meanings of going. Once you return, power walking with dumbbells, something that would have felt weird or maybe would make you feel ashamed, will absolutely feel perfect and meaningful. It will be your right, your job, and you will simulate the camping experience by finding a park and maybe even wearing a weight vest to simulate your pack as well. What I'm saying is that if you were to go to the park today, it would feel weird, it would feel questionable, and you would probably skip tomorrow. But if you were protecting the progress you made while hiking, it would be a lot easier to make room for power walking in your life, especially if adventure was something that you did monthly or every few weeks. Once you burn up almost all of your fat, It will feel natural to go nuts at the gym and push yourself hard. You will grab onto crazy heavy dumbbells and walk a circle around all the machines, knowing that they are pretty much worthless. That it takes a power walk with dumbbells that actually is powerful, or a power jog, or just dancing with dumbbells at a high speed. Think of hiking and later biking, maybe kayaking, and finally jogging as an on-ramp to success at the boring old gym. See, at the gym, you lift weights to make progress, for which you will need music trance and interval timers to help your focus. But when you go camping, you make progress by exploring, by shopping for dinner sausage. In my part of the world, I have massive lakes and lighthouses. My most challenging workouts were actually just adventures to find an old lighthouse, to see where old and dusty woodland trails lead to. I discovered a massive dry lake, and I'd spent days going up and down the beach searching for plant fossils. See, my workouts were pure pleasure. I was sleeping well from sunset to sunrise, eating well, tasty sausage that dripped out all the fat over the fire, and walking all day long and everywhere and up and down the dunes that were surrounding me. And when you are out there in the middle of an adventure, none of this will feel like a workout at all. It's just vacation, an adventure, exploration, and enjoying nature. And you should absolutely become a weekend warrior, where you venture out on Saturday and Sunday to various new parks and forests. Don't start your workouts at the gym. It's just too boring. Find a trail, small or large, and go hiking and camping. Gain the endurance needed for power walking, add the dumbbells, and then try jogging with dumbbells. And once you win your battles, then go to the gym. But always remember to return to your adventure trails often.